Le'ili nishmas Rav Kleni Mishkamen Ben Ravili Melech. Nadarim Parkei Mishna Aleph. Hashutfin Shenadru Hanal Zem Yizeh. Two partners in a chotzer that they made a neder that they wouldn't have enough from each other. Each one assured his friend to go into his chalik. Asurin Likonis L'chotzer. So now both of them can't enter the chotzer. The chatzeris during that time were in front of the houses. And the Rav says that we're dealing with a case where the chotzer wasn't big enough, where it had a din chalukah, where they would force each other to split and each one would have his own designated part of the chotzer. So because each shutuf made a neder to asur the other, each one cannot go in to the chotzer. They're stuck. Because walking through a chotzer is a hana, as we've said. Now, how do we look at a normal shutuf, his right to a chotzer, when there are two people that have partners? Because really, one would think that each partner has a certain chelik, and they do, of the chotzer. So how do you, in general, have the ability to just walk through a chotzer that you share? So I'm going to learn this aliba the way the Ran says. So the Ran explains that each person, besides the part that's mine, I also have a right. There's a certain right that I have to my friend's portion of the chotzer. This is the way the Chachamim are learning, the Tanakama. And what's happening here is if they're both making the darim, so if we just focus on one of them, it says friend made a neder. So he normally had a right to go into his friend's portion of the chotzer, whatever that is, sort of intermingled within the whole chotzer. Normally has a right, but when a person makes a neder, just like a carbon takes away a right, let's say a person has a right to an animal, and then somebody's makdish the animal. So that person has no longer a shibud, any kind of right to that animal. So too by nedarim as well, a person has a right to a certain item. And over here, he has a right to a chotzer. A neder does the same thing. A neder takes away the shibud. It takes away this right. And since they both did it, they're both usher to the chotzer. And also, we don't say breira, according to the Tanakama. Breira is that retroactively, whatever part that I walked out and went into and used, we should say that that was mine. I guess when they made a shutfus, any time I would go out, that portion would end up being mine at that particular time. And you see, obviously, the Rav brings this, the Tanakama did not hold of breira. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, Zeh nichnas l'soich shaloi, v'zeh nichnas l'soich shaloi. They both can go into the chotzer. Because each one of them is going into his own, because the Rav brings, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov did hold of breira, and the Ran explains it's that according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it's more than just the fact that I have a right to go into this guy's rishus. Breira is making it that whatever I go to is mamish mine. So I'm not going into his rishus. Yes, he asked me bahana, but where I went was not his, it was mine. Like the Mishnah said, Zeh nichnas l'soich shaloi, each one of them is going into his own chotzer. However, according to everybody, the Mishnah continues, Ushneim asurim lahamid sham reichayim v'sanor ulegadol tarnagolim. But each one of them is also to put in a mill or an oven to raise chickens there. These are things that normally a partner can prevent the other partner from doing this. So when somebody goes and does this, the other guy can't be mochel. Because by me mochel, letting the partner do this, that's like giving him hana. So even if you hold a breira, like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, this is something that is also because you're literally giving him a thing of value by not stopping him from doing this. In this case, not that both of them assured each other, but one of them assured his friend. So one guy said, I am not allowing you to have hana from me, which would include any chelik that he has in the chotzer. So now the guy's stuck. So lo yukonis l'chotzer. Tanakama holds, just like the previous case, he can't go into the chotzer. No matter what, the nether takes away the shibud. The nether takes away the right that this guy initially had to go into his friend's chotzer. He can't go into his friend's chotzer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Amar Yochel Hu Loimer Lo. L'soich Sheli Ani Nichnas Ve'Eini Nichnas L'soich Shelach. Just like before, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that he can just tell him, I'm not going into yours, I'm going into mine. And now the Mishnah is going to the sheet of the Tanakama, who held that it's usser for this one guy to go out. V'kofen asanoder limkor eschelko. So now the guy that made a nether to Asser's friend, so this guy that made the nether, he'd be going out fine, because his friend didn't asur him, but the other guy's now stuck in the house. He can't go out into the chotzer. But what's going to happen is, the Rav explains, that the guy that's stuck in the house, one day he's going to see his friend go out, because his friend's allowed to go out, and he, by accident, is going to go out into the chotzer too, forgetting that he's not allowed to go. And it's going to cause a takala. So what they did is they made the person, they made a nether, sell over his chelek to the other guy, to prevent the other guy from doing this isser. This guy really didn't gain anything from making this nether. He's losing out. Now he's got to sell his part. But the Rav points out, obviously this is only in this type of case. But what if the case was, the guy that made the nether is a smart aleck, and he said, you know what, I have a better idea. Instead of me assuring my chelik to him, because that's going to be really stupid, because then I'm going to have to sell my chelik, why don't I assur his chelik to me? So if I assur his chelik to me, I'm not going to be able to go out, and Chazal are going to make him sell it to me. So any single person could just say, you know what? I want the guy to sell me a piece of my chatzar. I'm going to aser his chelik to myself. And then Chazal are going to be nervous that maybe I'm going to walk out to the chatzar and then they're going to make him sell it to me. So that we don't say, or else everybody would just do this. It's only in a case where a person went and made a neder to aser his friend. He actively made a neder to aser his friend. In that case, we make the person that made the neder sell his chelik.